everybody, welcome to this 100th anniversary celebration of the Governor's House. This house, built of concrete, wood, stucco, it's also built of dreams, hopes, and aspirations of Alaskans.
This yard was a muddy, messy construction zone. Juneau had one car in 1912. There were no cranes, there were no bulldozers, there were no power tools or heavy equipment. This house was built with men who had wheelbarrows and picks and shovels and some mules and horses, and that's it. And not much money. The Congress had appropriated $40,000 for it, which was a huge amount at that time. And part of that had to cover the furniture.
Grandmother, with the help of friends, set up, and as Sandy mentioned, this kindergarten daycare on the top floor of the governor's mansion. I was only 3 years old at the time, but as I grew older, all the floors, the attics, the basement, and all the nooks and crannies served as a treasure trove of adventure for me and my friends. Maybe at this time, 6 or 7, and locked myself up. And it was February, and the taco winds were blowing. It was cold, and I yelled for help. There was nobody on the street. So finally, took a piece of furniture that was there and broke a pane and started to yell, help, help. And finally, my father, who was back from World War II, came around and said, okay, you broke a pane, but you broke the wrong one. Break it next to the doorknob so you can get out yourself.
If you turn the switch on anywhere in the house and put your hand on a wall, it would be hot. And it was the old solid wire with that brittle insulation that they used to use a long time ago. And so when you start remodeling, the problems just keep going on, and you expose yourself to more problems. And the lack of insulation in the house, and the sheetrock had been wet so many times that you couldn't use it, so we had to change all of that.
Of my grandsons, and I think they were Lisa's, were staying up on the third floor overnight, and they found the fire escape ladder. And somebody saw them going down past the window. And there was a little, you know, being a grandmother, I didn't admonish them too terribly, but their mother certainly did.
When you enjoy that rhubarb, that's one of my more successful agricultural projects as governor. So I expect you to take pretty good care of it. And when you have a little rhubarb pie, think of it, because it took a great deal of effort to get it through a couple of other governors who had bigger dogs than we did.
I did establish Friends of the Governor Foundation because the windows all rattled in the dining room because the putty had worked its way loose and the wind was coming through, and they would rattle every time it got to be over 15 miles an hour. So
a couple of days ago I was in Ketchikan and I did a presentation on the book, sharing some of the photographs, and afterwards people in the room started talking about their memories of being at the house, whether it was being part of a basketball team that was spending the night on the floor in the ballroom when the Knowleses were here, to a group of Cub Scouts or a school group going through, or people coming here to help decorate for Christmas. And it really expressed that this really is a house that belongs to the people of Alaska.